CF United, the premier Cold Fusion Conference by TerraTech Programming. Created by developers for developers.
Okay, I am ready. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here. You guys, it's an absolute pleasure to be a speaker. To be invited to speak is an honor itself. So let me ask you, regarding reporting and printing, have you printed pages off the web and they just mysteriously fall off the page on the right margin? Or your printer eats up the right margin? How about you took an existing gorgeous page that displays on the web and you had to reformat it so you could print it? Right, so you took your existing code, I don't know, what did you do, style sheets? Change the style, do the media print, all sorts of stuff, right? So we've seen pages that print lousy, other pages, just regular text printing. How about we create nice, gorgeous pages with minimal effort, because you already designed a page in your Cold Fusion. So that's the goal of this presentation. So welcome to Cold Fusion Printing and Reporting. My name is Glenda Vigoro, that's French-Canadian, and I'm originally from San Juan, Puerto Rico, so I do mix a whole bunch of accents together just to make it interesting. I live in sunny and very warm Phoenix, Arizona, so when you get 110 here, we're getting probably 132 over there. And I work for Roundpeg. Roundpeg is was a Macromedia, now Adobe certified training partner. So we teach the classes, the Flex and Flash, I call them Flesh and Flax, and Cold Fusion, and we teach all of those. And now with the Adobe classes, we're teaching the Acrobat and the Photoshop, and that's something that we do. And we also do professional services there. So they handle large development projects. That's also what they do. A little bit about me specifically. I got certified to teach Cold Fusion in 1998. So since then, I have met lots of students, and every once in a while, they recognize me and they say hello, like just now in the elevator. It was so sweet. So I've been teaching that, and what's really hot right now, I do a lot of Breeze and Captivate. So I also teach a lot of that, and when I'm not teaching or traveling the beautiful U.S., I just do some development work and try to keep up with the new technology. So it's always fun. Okay. I do have a raffle at the end, if you stay with me, because I was just asking you if you're advanced at this topic. This is an introductory to intermediate level session. If you've never used the CF document tags before, if you've never used the report builder, maybe you did it once and got frustrated, maybe this is the topic for you. So it's a great introductory topic, and I cover it very slow. I want you guys to definitely get the most out of this. But if you do stay with me, if you are advanced and you can teach this topic, if you are advanced, I'm going to raffle a class. So last year, I raffled two classes, and both students came to the West Coast. So we have offices in California. We have training centers in California, Phoenix, Vegas, Salt Lake. Place is not too bad. And they actually came to the West Coast and took a free class. So you can choose. I'm going to let you choose if you want to take the Flex class. We have Flex classes via Breeze or Flash or Advanced Cold Fusion. So that is a really nice raffle. So my friend over here, I brought my ice bucket. So if you guys can put your card or a piece of paper, and then at the end of the session, I'll pick the winner. If you want to stay, you have to be here to win. All right. If you're looking for the slides, they're on page 123 of your book because it wasn't indicated the right page number. And please, if you leave the room, the surveys are really important to the people that organize this. It just helps to make everybody better for next year, the speakers and the people putting together the CF United conference. So this is what we're going to cover. First, I'm going to start with the CF document tag. I just love that tag. It's a quick way to generate output. And by the way, this is the certificate. I'm going to save it there. PDF or flash paper output. That's the first thing I'm going to cover. Then to that report, I'm going to add headers, footers, and sections. Then I couldn't resist. I've had to do charts, printable charts. I've had a client, I've done a lot of surveys lately, and the client wanted pies and bar charts. And then she says, well, I want to be able to print them, and I also want to take the output and, you know, copy and paste into PowerPoint, for example. So I had to figure out how to quickly put charts in there. So it's just one quick tip. That's going to take 2 seconds. Then we're going to use the wizard for the report builder. We're going to create a report. If you are creating a report, the wizard is a great way to start. Once you have your report, you can further modify it, but the wizard is awesome. So I'll take you through the wizard, and then we'll call that report from within Cold Fusion, and then we'll do a couple more things. Once I have the report builder open and my Dreamweaver open and I'm calling the report, I'll add a few more things to pass a query at runtime and also to pass a parameter to the report using the param attribute. So are we ready? So as you can tell, this is introductory, but if you are advanced, there will be one or two tips that you should be able to get out of this presentation. CF document tag, that baby is a miracle. I love that tag. So it will display PDF or flash paper output from your existing tag. So you already have your page with your HTML and your CFML. You're just going to wrap that output in a CF document block, and you're going to choose PDF or flash paper, and then you just have a printable page, nothing falling off the right margin. Any code that is outside of the CF document will not be part of the output because it only looks at that block. So that's pretty intuitive. You can also save the output to a file if you'd like to do that to print it later. You can save your PDF output. The CF document has a format attribute which is required, and the values are PDF and flash paper. For now, there's also Excel and RTF using the report builder. So this is sample code. You're going to put your printable output in the middle, your table, let's say, with all of the stuff and your logic and all your Cold Fusion, and you enclose it in a block. You say PDF or flash paper, and then it goes. When do you pick one versus the other? Flash paper, PDF, what's faster, what's slower, what's better for printing? Any ideas? I guess the standard for printing is PDF. Flash paper gives you nice, quick output that you can resize, and it's just got all of the tools. So a quick, viewable output, flash paper, just gets it out for printing, and if somebody wants to save it, download it, PDF is the way to go. Eventually, we'll be able to edit these PDF files. Remember the 702 announcement? I almost said now that 702 is out. Forget everything I'm going to tell you, but not really. Everything really gets enhanced in 702. So maybe some of the features that were not working as expected, they are going to be fixed in 702, lots of them. So here's some sample code. I have a query, and I decide to leave my queries outside of my printable output since they don't become part of the output. Then I start my CF document block, and I chose flash paper, and then I put my H1s in my output loop and my table and all of that. So let's create printable output. So I'm going to open walkthrough one. I have a query at the top. These are all survey results that we're going to be using actual data from a survey. I have a style sheet, real basic, and I have a table that I display. If I browse this F12, this should give me a basic report. And this is still all in the HTML. Okay? And the style sheet colors it. But that style sheet is going to become important in a few steps. Okay, so I'm just going to add a CF document. Again, I chose to leave my query out of the equation. So CF document, the format I'm going to choose is flash paper. And I cut the ending tag, and I go all the way down, including my style sheet. I close the CF document, save it, And now when I browse it, it's going to look very similar to before, but the flash paper, it makes sure that everything nicely fits on the page. And then from here, I can always print it. So the browser is determining that it is HTML, but oh, it has to send it to the flash paper. It's my computer. She's about to be replaced, and I just couldn't bear to bring a gateway over here. I still brought my Toshiba. So this is flash paper, and I can, you know, I have all the controls from flash paper and all of that. Yes? Yes, MX7 and above, yes. Yes, this will not work in your ColdFusion 6. CF document item, I call that a baby tag of the CF document, and you're going to use that for a page break, headers and footers. So here's an example. It has to be inside your document block. Yes? That's a good one. What do you think? Flash paper? Will the flash player handle that? It should. Hopefully the browsers with the flash player should be able to display that page. Mm-hmm. So in my CF document block, I added a CF document item block, and I put my header information. Then I put my footer information, so it shows on every page. Because right now with my report, my header, I have it once, like a regular HTML page, and it's going to show at the top of the first page only. There's a nice scope called the CF document scope, and you can put the current page number, total page count, so page 1 of 2, which is nice to have. I can add that. And here's an example of using the footer. You still need the CF output. So these are variables that you need to display using the CF output. Margins. Now the margin doesn't push the whole page down. It pushes the content down, not the section that's in the header. So we'll see that I'm going to add a margin to push the page down, but not the header. If you need to format the header, you have to do that in the header section itself. So let me add a header, a footer, CF document scope, and margins. So that's exercise 2. Again, when I browse the page, it looks just like the other report, but this one already has a CF document tag in the page. So let me add a CF document item and around the header. So I'm looking for the P tag, that's the header, right there, and it has a style. So actually, let me display that real quick because I want to show that the style is definitely in that P tag for the header. So there's a style. That's important to note. So I'm going to add a CF document item. And type, the only attribute that shows up, type header. And that block, I'm only going to surround the header content. Okay, again, that goes inside the CF document block. Let's do a footer. I have a little comment here. Let me add a CF document item. Type is footer. Okay. No, as long as you're inside the CF document item. Yep. The CF document block, yes. So output, so I need that. And I'm going to say page, CF document, dot current page number of CF document, document, total page count. So I want to say page 1 of 2. And I also made my table smaller so it would actually go down one page. Okay. Let me add a margin top. Now the margin, I'm going to put it for the document itself, the CF document tag. So the margin top will be 1 inch. Those are inches. And you put the number there. Okay. I have my item section, my footer section. Okay, let me browse that. And again, this is going into flash paper. Yes? That's a good question. Dean, what do you think? Can you add the margins in centimeters, pixels, or when I put one, it's just inches? Or can I say 1 cm? Okay, yes, you can say 1 cm. Is that good? Okay. Pixels? Cool. So guys, notice the 1 inch, how it pushed down the content. And what happened to my header? Yeah, that's a bummer. And I have page 1 of 2, and I go down here, and that's just a style sheet that colors some of the rows when the survey is too low, you know, for a particular, morale is good if 45% disagree, you know, the style sheet colors that dynamically. So there's page 2 of 2. See if I can fix that header. One way around it, it seems like the header is its own little world. It doesn't see what's outside of that. So one way I fix that, doesn't mean it's stylish, I took the link tag and I copied it and I put it inside the header block just to bring the style there. I'm sure I could do an inline style there also, because you don't want to use font tags and all of that, oof. So I just want to see if the style was carried over. Okay, and that did work. That's just one way that I got the style to show. Probably, yes. If the footer needs a style, and you know, you might have your own style sheet just for the footer, or just bring in the other one. I missed that. Oh, yes, yes. Okay, thank you guys. Wow. All right. CF document section, another child tag. I love this for grouping. So when you're doing CF output grouping, this is the tag that you want to use. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've seen that, and I've heard of that. Say that again? For images, when images lose their format. With the image, oh. Yeah, the 702 guys version is going to fix a lot of the issues. So definitely try that first, and hopefully it'll fix some of the problems that you're currently having. So guys, the section, you can have a margin for the section and unique headers and footers. Anything that you don't put inside the section is not displayed. So this is an example. I have my CF document on the outside. Notice my output query on the outside with a grouping. So every time the group changes, I have a new section. And the beauty of a new section is that I have a new page also. So for example, if you're printing a report of different cities, you want to print your Phoenix and your San Francisco and all of those company reports, you start a new section with a new dynamic header printing that section. So your header does not have to be static. So here's an example. You know, I have my header and my footer and an output loop inside. Okay, so let's do this one. I open exercise 3. And the green is my specialty too, making that tag look green. That's always fun. All right, I'm going to put a CF document section. CF document section. And there's some margins in there. I'm not going to use them. That's right at the top of the document, and then I go all the way down, and I close my section right before the end. Now, I need an output tag so that it knows when to give me a new section. So I'm going to surround the opening CF document section with an output tag. So CF output, my query is called QResults, and that's the query right there, line 2, QResults. And then I am grouping on the field that I sort on, which is part number. Now, since that goes on the outside of the section, you have to make sure that you close that outside the section. Okay? Notice that I have my internal loop. Okay, right here, I have my internal output to print the detail, but the external output gives me a new section, new header. Let me show you the header. There's my footer page of page 1 of 2. And the header dynamically puts the category in, which is has to do with a part number. Okay? So this one should hopefully print the header dynamically. There's the communication questions. And there's my page 1 of 2. And this one's the work environment. So when it split my output, when the part number or section changed, it gave me a new page. Okay? And those sections are really useful. Yes? No, I just had a nested, I had one grouping in this file. Okay, look at my output grouping on the outside. Then I started my section. And then each section has its own header and footer. So those two are inside the section. And then I print my columns, my column headings, and then I loop again. This is a nested output. No. The CF output doesn't have necessarily to do with the dynamic content. I just made it that way. So the two CF outputs are for grouping. Is that, not sure if that answers your question. Okay? But we can definitely talk about it some more. So guys, at the end of the presentation, I have to prepare for the next speaker, but you know, let's just chat whatever you need. And Dean too, that's a good one to know. Okay? He's the man. All right, guys, I just couldn't resist showing you this because I've had this problem trying to get my chart to print. So when you create your charts, make sure you create them as PNG. People love flash charts because they're pretty and they go whoop, and then you get your chart. So, you know, if you're trying to print them in a PDF, a lot of times your flash chart doesn't come out or it expires. So I had the page where the users were browsing their report. I had a print button, and then when they click print, the chart wasn't there anymore. So let me add a chart. This is real quick. This is kind of a side note, but I just couldn't resist since I've had the problem. So display chart file. I have the full HTML there. I have a query that's already summarized, and I have the CF chart on the outside. That just formats, does some basic stuff with a chart. So I'm going to add the data, the CF chart series, and I'm going to use a pie. The query, the name of the record set is summary, and it's right up there in line 11. My value column, that's my first alias, that is count of respondent ID. And the item column, that's label. And this is, again, survey results. Let me show you the pie right now. I just want to verify my code. I don't have a CF document wrapped around this, so I want to show the data. This has to do with how many unproductive hours people spend a week. So, you know, 3 people said these many hours, 4, and 11 people said these many hours, 5. So that's what that pie means. So now, let me add a CF document around
the output.
CF document, I'm gonna do format, flash paper. I don't need the body in HTML, so I finish it there. And when I show this, should hopefully be opening the flash paper, and there's my pie. So let me go back and change the format to flash, which looks nice. So then I browse that, and browse it, and browse it. And this is not my Toshiba this time. Let me see. Maybe it's coming. Maybe it's not coming. Okay, that's the problem that I've had before. So the PNG should definitely take care of that when you want to print it. So display it in Flash, it's nice. People really like that. Okay? That one I've seen with a problem too. So the PNG seems to be the one, and I went to forums, live forums, and read about that. The report builder, the ColdFusion report builder, this lets you create CFR files. This is a separate executable that you have to install. So I downloaded the one last week that was on the website, the latest and greatest. It doesn't have 702 because I thought to myself, you know, I'm not going to load 702 the night before and then do a presentation the next day. So I thought I'd play it safe. So just in case. The CF report is the tag that you're going to use in your CFM page to call that CFR, that report that you create. Is the CF report new? That just came out. It's been around, huh? Remember those Crystal reports that you wrote, or did you try to forget? Yeah, when I used Crystal, I tried to forget that in my last job. The CF report was used to call in your Crystal reports. So this is not a new tag, but it is used for your CFR files. In your report builder, you can have SQL statements, calculated fields, ColdFusion fields, all the stuff that you want there. You can also do chart subreports, subreport of subreports. You can get really intricate with that. So let's use the wizard to create a report. I already opened my report builder to have that load time already done. So we're just going to go through the wizard, which is awesome to get you started. So the first thing, I'm going to do file new. I'm going to create a new report. Then it's asking me, do you want to use the wizard? And I go, yes, I would love to. So I use the wizard. The next thing I have to do is to give it some data. So I go into the query builder. And this, I hit that before. This looks like, remember Studio? If you're still using Studio, Access has that same look and feel, because now with Dreamweaver, it's a little bit different, the report, the query builder. So which fields do I want? I have to find my data source. Here's my data source. I drill down. In the questions table, drill down, and I want question text. That's the entire question. When I double click, adds it to the top, adds it to the middle portion where you build the information, and then adds it to the SQL at the bottom. I need two more fields from the summary table. Summary table. Average in responses. Add average in responses. And then the tables, they get friendly. They do this one on top of the other, and I have to push them aside so I can see them. And I need to join them so the data makes some sense here. So just click and hold and join them. And my SQL gets built nice and pretty. Then I want to test the query to make sure I get the right fields and the right join and all of that. So I click test query. And there's my data, and I can scroll. There's my average responses. I say, okay, that's a good sign. I click save to attach that query to the report. Then I click next to continue. Okay, now let me show you non-printed fields. I don't need that. I click next. Again, I'm doing a real basic report. And there's my three fields. Then I say, okay, that's good. Define grouping, no grouping in this one. I click next. The report layout, I have to see what the other one does just to see. And I click free form and I look and I go, no. Grid, just like a spreadsheet, that's going to work for me. Here's some orientation, basic stuff. Next. Now, one little note, I use large fonts. This is 1024 by 768 display, and I use 120 DPI, and some of the screens here get cut off. So I brought it down to the normal resolution so that it would look good. And style, only detail, default is good. Do I want totals for numerical fields? I have responses and average. I have fields that don't really need to be added. Doesn't make any sense, so I take that off. And then I don't want to mess around with too much other stuff. I want to see what the wizard does for me. So I click next, and I look at the different colors, and I choose beige. Beige is fine. And I click next. And I have to give the report a name, so I call it Employee Survey. Employee Survey, and I finish. Okay, it creates the bands for me, creates the header. This is just an easier way to get you started. Instead of you starting with a blank report and adding all of this by hand. Okay, and you know, it put company name here. I can take that field, let's say, delete it, clean it out. Okay, I should save my report. So I do Control S for save. I'm going to call it Survey Report. Survey Report. Okay. It's nice in this program that they use the F12 key, just like Dreamweaver. So I can use the F12 to see my report right from the report builder to see what it looks like. And as a default, again, it went into Flash Paper. And I look, this is where the massaging comes in. And I look at my questions, and I go, how come? I go, what's happening to the text? Do you guys see it? Yeah, some of it is getting cut off. So I do something else. I highlight, when you want to work with these fields, you highlight them, and then you will see the properties that are related to the field that you highlighted. So I go down to the properties, and I look in the formatting section for stretch with overflow. And I say, that sounds good. Let me try that. So I say true, and I click save, and I browse the report again. And the 702 should take care of this. It wrapped it for two sentences, but then I still have this one, my third sentence, and somehow that one doesn't get wrapped yet. So then I go back, and one of the things that I've done for this report is to size the actual question text. So let's say I want to take average. If you want to grab the fields, size them down. You can do that just clicking, dragging them down. So let's say I want to make the average smaller. I want to have my question text larger so it wraps better. Here's the heading part. I want to extend that nice, lovely beige color. And I try looking at that and kind of massage it. And I'm like, okay, that works a lot better. So with the 702, that should be addressed, the wrapping when you have a lot of content. There's probably other things in there you can play with. But now, once you have your report, then you start playing with it. Let me show you something else for the query. This is the query that I built all nice and dynamically and graphically. There's an advanced button. The advanced button shows you your query, so you can always take from an existing report. You can copy paste in here. You can use, I get a CF query param. You can use your CF query param for sure, which is totally recommended when you're building your queries. Actually, you can put in here anything that gives you a record set with columns. So you can put any call in here that will give you a record set. Store procedures, you can put them in here also. So I wanted to show you that, the advanced section. Okay, I'm going to cancel that. So now that I have this lovely report, I would like to call that from my CFM page, because I'm not going to be browsing a CFR page. How's the ice bucket? Is it going around? Has everybody seen the ice bucket yet, this side? Oh, you guys aren't moving with that ice bucket. Come on, you got half hour. Put your card in or whatever. I will not keep those names, you guys. You will not be getting spammed. It's just to come out with a name. So I'm not keeping that and typing it anytime soon. Okay. So the CF report is the tag that I'm going to use in my program to call that CFR. The other nice thing in the report, the format that I want to show you, default format was flash paper. Okay? When I drop down that selection, you can have PDF, flash paper, Excel, there's also RTF in there. The CF report requires a format. Even though it's specified in the report, it still requires the format and the name of the template, Survey Report CFR. That's the name of your CFR file, the one that I just saved. Okay? So let's do this one. Thank you so much. Where does it? I think it has to go that way now. It's just because the room is odd. Pass it that way. Thank you, guys. So let me open exercise 5, even though it's 6. And that is a pretty clean page. So I put some headers and footers there just for the HTML, real basic stuff, but it's going to go right into the report. So I type my CF report tag. The template is the name of the page. Now, it happens to be in the same directory, so you would have to use your path here, your relative path to find it. Surveyreport.cfr is the name of the report I'm calling. The format, what format was it saved with again? I forgot. Flash paper, PDF. I just want to override the format and see if this one wins or the other one wins. Okay? So let me display that page. And it's opening the PDF for the first time. Is that PDF? Let's see. Adobe Reader. Must be. So here's the information ready to be printed or displayed or whatever they want to do with this page. Okay? Okay. How about that report has the query in it? Everything is just set there. What if I wanted to pass that query dynamically to this report? Now, the trick is, of course, that I have the same columns, right? I mean, if I am displaying text, average, and responses, I need to pass those columns so that it matches. So how about I dynamically pass a query at runtime? So exercise 6. I have a query for a couple of categories right at the top. I have a real basic page with a drop-down for the category. So you select the category, and then you send that information to the report. So notice when I run this form, when I submit this form, I have the same three fields, question text, average responses, but it is filtered on the category. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a CF report. So during submit, actually, I can take a look at the page real quick. Or not so quick. Just want to show you the form. It's just a one selection form. Somebody is selecting, okay, I want to do this report. What category do I select? Let's go, baby. So here's the two choices, and then they see a report on the particular category. So now I go down, and I say CF report The name of the template is the same exact one that I just created. So I'm not making any changes to that template. Surveyreport.cfr. The format, again, I just feel like overriding the format. So I'm going to do PDF format. And the query, now I'm going to submit a query attribute. So the query is the one that I have right up there, line 24. It's Q results. So that query will be nice and filtered. Okay? So I browse that page again to show the form. And I select the category, let's say communication. I click report. Now the report doesn't show the category. So what I wanted to show you to make sure that it is filtering, first of all, it doesn't fill the whole page. And let me see, the last one that I have is overall I'm satisfied with communication and involvement. Okay, let me try the other category to make sure that it is filtering and doing this correctly. So work environment, I click report. And here, notice the last sentence is different. Also, it's shorter, just the amount of questions that it displays. Let me try one more thing. What if the fields don't match the fields in the report? Or maybe one is missing. Just to see what would happen. So I have three fields, text, average, responses, but I am sending a query that's not part of this report. So if I take responses out, okay, so I took one field out and I browse that and I say communication, select that field. It doesn't bomb, which is a good thing. It's still there. But when I look at, I deleted responses. I guess it was a numerical field and it shows me zeros. So I don't know. Is it better that it bombs or doesn't show the right data? That you can decide. But I wanted to show you that the report just doesn't feel like bombing today. You will get an error. So in this, there's the LS number format. If I double click it with that particular field. So I guess that does save us from showing us the error. So if I remove that and I was just showing query.responses of the field. Okay, well that would be a bomb. So there we go. Now we know. All right, guys. One more thing. In the report that I created, let's say I want to pass a parameter to that report, not through the CFM page, but I want a report that accepts dynamically a parameter. And then I don't have to worry about passing that in the CFM page. So let me open another, I was already there. Let me open a report called Survey Report Param. Survey Report Param. So I'm going to open that. This is a report I previously created, very similar, but this one is grouping on category. Notice how I have its own question category band. Okay? First thing I want to do is I want to edit the query. So this is the existing query, and I want to make that query accept a parameter. So I want to have more space over here. Expand the first column so I can read it. I expand the names of my columns. Then I go to the condition. I want to filter on category. Then I go to the condition, drop down, and I select where, because I am filtering on that field. I select where. The criteria column, I'm going to type something in there, okay? And I'm going to say equal, single quote because of the text field as a string, pound signed, param. Param is the scope or the prefix for when the report is accepting a parameter. And I call it question category. Pound sign, a single quote, enter. And then I get the pink special. That's my favorite. So the param, it's expecting a parameter with that name. So that name is instrumental question category because I have to use that name two more times to make everything match. Okay? I can also test the query from here. Okay? If I click test query, it of course asks me what param, what value for that param. And I say communication. And I click run. And there's my data. So I know that it is working, which is a good thing. Okay. Let me save the report. And I would like to see the report run the entire thing. I press F12 to see the report. And I get that. In the report builder, I haven't told it that it is receiving or expecting a parameter. Okay? And that's what the fields and parameter does, this section. So I highlight input parameters, and I tell the report, by the way, I am going to be sending you something. So I click the plus sign. This is the name that has to match. So the param is question category. The default label, in case I have to, I just take that parameter and drag it into the report. I just put a label, a default label, question category, and it is a string. So that's all good. And I click OK. Now the report is expecting a parameter. So it's a few places, a couple places where I had to make that change or that addition of the parameter. So now let me try it again. Okay. It's asking me for a category, and that got kicked or activated by me putting in the input parameter. Then I put my category, work environment. There, spell it right. Okay. And there I go, and I display the information. Okay. So that's how I create my report to expect a parameter. Okay, let's have a Dreamweaver, a CFM page in Dreamweaver call this report and also send the parameter. Because now we are using a child tag of the CF report. So I go back to my Dreamweaver and I open exercise 7. And very similar to the page that I just showed, the first query does the drop-down for the categories. Then there's my CF form for the one drop-down. But notice below when the form is submitted, I don't have any queries there. So when when the page is submitted, goes into the else, and all I have to do is add a CF report. I add my CF report, the template will be survey report param. That's the page that I just edited, survey report param.cfr. The format is PDF. Okay. Now I have to send the parameter to this report. So now we have a new tag, which is the CF report param tag. So I put that in, one param tag for every parameter that I am sending to this report. Okay? And the param is going to come from the form submit. So it's so nice to call them all the same, just like when you're working with a record set in fields. If you call everything the same, it just makes your life easier. So the tag will be CF report param. The name that it is expecting, this is the name that has to match the report. It's question category. And what value am I sending to the question category? Okay, I'm sending the form field called question category. Okay, which is right here in my CF Select question category is the form field. Okay, syntax looked good. Let's browse that. And again, goes into the same form to ask me what category I want, but there is no more SQL in the CFM page. So when I click report, shows me the communication section. I know that's tiny print. So there it is. And if I go back and I submit it again just to make sure it is correctly filtering, I do the work environment. And then there's my information. Yes, you're saying when, since the report has the query and the filter itself. I did pass the query in the previous example, yes. It should pass the record set, the information to that report. Okay, is that good? So CF report param is the new tag that we added. Okay, so we got lots of times for questions, and then Dean will definitely enlighten us. Dean, you wrote the report builder, didn't you? Not bad. And now with 7.02, it should be new and improved. Yep. Show the query. Yes, because I had to add the parameter in two different places. So now we'll have a panel that you can create your parameters there and drag them in, and it'll make it a lot easier. So this is not the latest and greatest version. Okay? With 7.02, did you guys get the email to download the 7.02 to do the updater? Do we have to go to a special link to download the report builder? Or when we update to 7.02, then the report builder comes with it? In this. Okay. So, guys, from the admin, I think it's admin resources, you can download the report builder. So, when you update to 7.02, it will put in the latest executable. You'll have it right, well, where the server is. And then from there, you click the admin resources or, you know, again, if you need it locally in your machine and you can't get to the admin or something, then just download it. So the latest one should be there. Dynamically creating columns in the report. There's all sorts of logic you can put, a field to show, a field to hide. There's a lot of advanced features that you can do here in the report. So well, you might be able to. This is something for a discussion for sure. Yeah, RTF. So Excel, PDF, and RTF, yeah. And I've had to do a lot of Excel exports, too. So that's really helpful. Guys, how's the ice bucket doing? Is it all full? You're all done with it? Yes, thank you so much. Okay. Well, you guys want to, well, because I'm ready for it. Or I can bring it up here, and you guys can stand, and anybody that still wants to put it. This is really a good deal, for sure. So, guys, you know, we covered the CF report, the child tags of the CF report. We saw a little bit of the report builder, but again, just a few days ago, things did change with the report builder. So definitely, you know, give it a try with a new version. And if you had some problems with it earlier, this one should solve a lot of the issues for you.
So.
Drop down for the parameters.
Right. So if you have a parameter and you don't know spell communication, and where you want to control that the users are forced to choose spell communication the way you want to spell it, can you do that straight from within the report, or do you have to pass it from a ColdFusion page?
Yes, you probably have to pass that from a ColdFusion page, I imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. And again, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to get to this, and then we can hang out. So, guys, don't forget the survey. Thank you very much. And nothing here, nothing there. Actually, yeah. Let's chat. Let's chat about that, because I'm going to pack up, and then we'll chat some more. And then if Dean, you want to stay with me for a little bit, we'll answer your questions. So, Guy, the winner has a business card is Sean. Keha? Sean, are you still here? C-A-H-A-L-L? Sean here? No way. He's gone? Wow. Never had that happen before. Oh, boy. Okay, one more. No, I'm glad I have the mic. Now I feel more comfortable away from the TV over there. Okay, how about Heidi Swenson, president? All right, Heidi. Good job from Virginia. Okay, coming up, I'll give you the certificate. And thank you so much, you guys. Let's chat. I have to prepare for the next speaker. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening, and we hope we will see you at CF United 2007. This has been a production by TerraTech Programming. For more information, go to www.cfunited.com.